Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
Herzlich willkommen zum Metal.de Podcast, der Podcast über Heavy Metal und allem, was dazugehört. Am Mikro begrüßt euch euer Gastgeber Henning.
Moin Moin und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Folge vom Metal.de Podcast. Diese Woche bringen wir euch wieder ein Interview vom Summer Breeze 2019 und zwar diesmal mit unseren guten Freunden The Lazies. Viel Spaß beim Hören!
When you write a new song and you're playing in the studio for six weeks to 2 months and then when you hit the stage and you turn that into a live thing, you kind of have to get comfortable with it.
Right.
You know?
You really
it's one
do.
Thing to write it on acoustic guitar and then to step on stage in front of 5,000 people.
Right.
It's different.
Right.
So different.
You get into a groove. It's kind of like an old shoe. You put your foot in and it goes, oh, that feels comfortable.
Right.
You get a new pair of shoes, you go, fuck.
Yeah.
You got to wear it in.
Did you change your set list? I mean, do you change, alter it to festival?
Yeah. It depends
like
on how long we have to play.
Slot.
Right. That was kick-ass, by the
Thank
way.
You.
I told him already.
Thanks,
the sound
man.
Was really... That's a nice little stage right there. You know, it's really...
They definitely... They got into it, you know?
They had a lot of fun.
We've played... Now around Europe quite a bit, and it's always the German crowds
that come
that
through.
Fucking just, they go off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't hold back.
No, they don't.
Harry, here he is.
This is our mate from Airborne. What's this?
Oh, you're the moon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is this including?
We're going to watch Airborne side stage.
Actually,
we're going to watch Airborne side stage.
Can we?
You take him.
Can we get Ollie one? Is he included?
Yeah.
Because you did invite him.
Is there one more at all? Yeah, there's probably a spare one. Yeah.
Let me know if he doesn't have one.
No worries. So yeah, we're going to go watch Airborne side stage.
Anybody else?
Yeah. Oh, well, we only got here today,
yeah,
so,
got here
but I'm going to see Parkway Drive as well. You got to support the Aussies. We're fucking Aussies over here in the middle of the German forest.
No shit, it's right in the middle of... We always build these festivals right in the middle of nowhere.
It's perfect because you can just get loose and not trouble anybody.
Well, I think it's easy for us because we got a bus out of here.
Yeah, 1:30 we go to France. Bonjour, je m'appelle Lyon.
As a punter, really? It's more harder to get out of here, right? Trains, buses.
This is how it should be done. If you wanted to do a festival like this in Australia, I don't know how many farmers' dicks you'd have to suck, but
pay them off.
It wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
There'd be too many insurance policies, the government.
You have to bribe.
Oh, mate, all those grey-headed fuckwits that won't die already would just fall over.
They'd probably die on the festival.
They'd probably
site.
Die knowing it was happening. Oh my god, there's a
what
festival.
What are you doing to my
people
car?
Are going to take with drugs.
With
people
their cock in the ass of a 14-year-old. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Subtitles.
Yeah. German, straight to the point, eh?
Yeah, but that's a great thing. I mean, how long do you drive to France? I mean,
16-hour drive.
Okay.
I'll sleep most of the
way. South of France.
You can sleep.
Yeah.
But we arrived to a festival again, so it's fine.
Oh, it's another festival?
Yeah, it's called Motorculta. It's just there on the sign, top right. So they're all sort of unified festivals, and we've so far done Bloodstock, Summer Breeze, Landers, Del Rock, and now Motorculta coming up.
Okay, any highlights?
In 2 days. Today was a bloody highlight. I will say also Wacken was something surreal.
Oh, right. We spoke
crazy.
Wacken was...
First time back?
First time.
Really?
And it went over.
Yeah?
The Germans lapped it up and it was a real surreal experience because...
Why? It's just because so huge. Well, because
we've been... but we've been a band for like 14 years, 15 years and the Vulcan's always been like the trophy. The trophy. And it's like, we got here, you know?
It was a high pressured show, I guess. We had to go in there and make sure we played well. I think it was after 6 p.m, which was nice. It was like the sun was going down, and
weather was okay.
Yeah, to be honest, we've been lucky. The only festival that was really muddy was Bloodstock, and it was like a mud pit. He fell over in the mud
at the end of
no joke. He fell into a mud bath
puddle.
And
like you should.
I was covered. Fucking covered.
This is what happened. We got into the rental and drove about an hour back to Manchester. And I felt like I'd just gone fishing because I got everyone's clothes and shoes and hosed them all off. It took me about 40 minutes. Like, it was head to toe covered in mud.
I got in the shower and the bathtub went black. It's just like, fuck.
It was hectic.
Good for your skin.
Mudstock. Yeah, mud's good. Mudstock.
Mudstock.
They should rename it.
I mean, do the bands change or on these festivals?
Or do you see each other? Yeah, no, sure. We've seen a few of them, like, every now and then, but the bands changed.
The bands changed, but there's also, like, Airborne's been on the same route almost, and we've done a couple of side shows with them. We played in Froome in the UK.
That's great.
And then two nights ago, we played in the forest in Austria.
That was
1,200.
In
crazy Austria. Don just fucking losing it.
And woods.
In the woods. And they gave us an open bar and fucking almost killed me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We drank a whole keg. A liter of Jaeger and a liter of Jack and fuck.
You have the caps and the CDs for me here right now?
I'm sure they're in the bar somewhere.
This is our manager.
I know.
But they might be at the merch tent. Huh? They might be at the merch tent as well.
Are you still have... Yeah, you still have your stuff at the merch, right?
Yeah.
I love you too, honey.
I love you, baby.
I'm not
baby.
Sure.
Let's get married. Is it legal in Germany yet?
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah. This is Chris.
I did already.
You met Chris?
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah. It's not in Australia?
Gay marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, it's legal.
It should be.
Yeah, fucking right.
I think Russia is the latest country to follow. Whenever. Medieval times. Fucking shit. My brother is totally gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's not just gay, he's totally gay.
Oh, you're taping already? Look, fuck it.
It's a podcast.
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I'm not going to edit that out.
He's not out, totally gay.
I'm so sorry, Marcus. I'm so sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Tell it to the world.
Our manager, Chris.
I'm so sorry. I thought we were just talking.
No worries.
Oh, I love Chris.
Yeah,
he's the best.
He's the best.
He's actually come on board probably getting on 2 years and changed the whole dynamic of what we do.
Right.
And he's the reason why we're playing festivals like this. He's got everybody involved and now we just have to keep rock and rolling and just and making sure the crowd goes away going, fuck yeah, the Lasers were great.
No, I think you do. I think it pays off.
Yeah. I'd like to see a couple of years' time what stages we'll be on and...
Main stage.
Yeah! And the people that leave.
Main stage.
We want to just translate that energy onto every stage we go on to. It can get tough at times too, but, you know...
I think it's a great stepping stone that you do in the festivals in Wacken. I think that's a huge leap.
It's a big step, guys. And then when we come back to Germany, we're going to go back into the clubs.
Exactly.
So let me get this.
No, the grey.
Let me get it. Let me get it.
You have a grey.
I call him George Clooney.
There's a grey.
He stays the whole tour.
There's a grey.
I could get that.
Just get your own.
Yeah. Get your own.
A little bit. A little bit. I got grey pubes.
Yeah. I have a picture in my head. Yeah.
My girlfriend's always like, fuck, get rid of the grey pubes, mate. And I'm like, fuck that. It's a sign of age.
It's a sign of beauty.
It's a sign of fucking...
maturity.
Exactly.
It's handsome.
Yeah. That's the one I was looking for.
Okay, guys, I'll let you go.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Eve.
Thanks so much.
So good.
It's a good
take
show.
Care. Yeah,
you too.
Cheers.
And I love the boots, man.
Thanks, man.
You needed them. We needed them in Bloodstock.
That's why I put them on. I thought the weather was going to be much worse.
Yeah, well, we're lucky. We've got great weather.
So, we'll be in touch next time.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Always.
Be healthy. Stay.
We'll try.
Bye-bye. See you, man.